David from IPC Financial in Penticton supplies Soul Country with a business report weekday mornings at 8:10. The long and the short of it runs Sundays at 8:10 in the morning, 8:10 in the evening, and we're ready to go. The opinions and commentary are solely that of Rick David and not that of IPC Securities Corporation. Listeners are advised to talk to their own financial advisor for your own financial advice. IPC Securities Corporation, a member of the Canadian Investors Protection Fund. Well, it's interesting looking back because as 2014 was winding down, we're watching gas prices on the drop again. And now that we're into 2015, or pretty close to it anyways, Rick, how much longer is this going to happen? Is it hard to tell from a standpoint before we get to the questions here today?
Yeah, it is, Dennis, because, you know, whether it's gas prices, basically that's coming off the price of oil right now. And, you know, spot price on oil has dropped from about 105, I guess, back in May or June, down to, I think it was 58 and change there yesterday, or on Friday, rather. So, you know, it's a little bit hard to tell just exactly how much lower it's going to go. You know, but it's going to take at least 6 months for a lot of the forward contracts and whatnot that these oil companies have on their books right now to get finished before they actually are selling oil at this lower price.
Yeah, this show originally aired just before the end of the year, as we're well into our 2015 season. But yeah, it was just interesting watching how things were shaking down as the year wound down, and we'll see where we end up at the end of 2015. We'll go to the questions now, and again, if you have any, you can stop by and you can write them out and bring them to Rick if you want to. Second floor of the city center building in downtown Penticton, and as soon as you get out of the glass elevator, when that door opens, you're looking right at Rick's office. Let's start with Phil in Summerland today, where they're working through their holidays too. What is a technical retest? A technical retest. That's interesting.
Oh, okay. Well, Phil, I wondered if that question was going to come up. And what it is, technical retest, is when markets either go to their high levels or low levels. Typically, you know, the market will retest those highs or those lows, and right now it looks like we're into what possibly could be a retest of the late October lows, and on the TSX. And you know, the difficult part about this is to get the right scale on that, whether it's you know, a 5 or a 10 or you know, a 2 year scale, and that sort of gives you a little bit more insight into just exactly what the trend is doing.
A technical retest and not a restart of the market. That's interesting. That's from Phil in Summerland. Ann in Kelowna, how long can we expect? We just asked this one too, but we'll do it again, Ann, anyway. How long can we expect the price of oil to go? Yeah, I know this is going to be on topic for a while because it affects everybody. Yeah,
it sure does, Dennis. But typically, like I think I might have mentioned this before, you know, markets tend to overreact one way or the other, and certainly, you know, right now, you know, getting what the price of oil's done here in the last little while, it wasn't too many years ago, I believe 5-6 years ago, when it went to $120 a barrel, and everybody was talking about peak oil being, you know, a theme going forward, and right now it's talking about oversupply, and really it's not an oversupply in the amount of product that's actually on the market, but it's probably an oversupply of forward contracts being sold.
It's interesting. I kind of wonder, how much control do oil companies have on control of the market? Like, how do we know how much they're telling us is actually true? In other words, once this is over, because it's going to stabilize, and once it does, how do we know they're not going to shoot up, like, not double, but go way, way up after? Because they seem to do that.
Well, I mean, I'm not sure, Dennis, like if you mean the sort of gasoline providers or your you know, people that are, if you're price of gasoline, yeah, it does kind of give everybody that kind of sense that, you know, perhaps things are set. But, you know, right now, it, as far as an oil company that's producing oil out of the ground, and I'm not somebody from that industry, but I can tell you that, you know, if you're in any business and have a price for your product that is lower than you normally get. At some point, you begin to think whether you want to continue selling it at that price or whether you want to scale things back. And I think that's probably a conversation that's going on for a lot of them right now.
That's interesting. Yeah, I always wonder how much control do they have in controlling their own market. But that's interesting. Thank you, Anne from Kelowna. And that's going to be a question for a long, long time. Alternate transportation, too. There are more people taking buses and riding bikes like I've been doing for many, many years. I think we're going to take a break real quick like here because we've got a lot of questions coming in. This is the long and the short of it. You're listening to South Okanagan Country Internet Radio. We'll let Raina Dawn give you some good information about what Rick does and how you can get a hold of him.
When it's time to get serious about how to invest, your first step should be a visit to Rick David at IPC Securities in Penticton's City Center building. The first thing Rick does is discuss and define your specific financial goals and needs. That first session will last about half an hour and won't be intimidating. Together, you'll create a plan that allocates capital and is inexpensive to operate. The final design will consist of investment solutions that will help you reach your financial goals for the short and the long term. In our modern age of high-speed technology, it's not hard to keep track of business transactions happening anywhere in the world. With daily fluctuations and, more importantly, what that means for your investments, it just makes good sense to have sound professional advice. Get the long and short of it with someone who's close by and knows the local market just as much as the international one. Rick David is just a phone call or email away. Set up an appointment, IPC Securities Corporation in Penticton. Rick David, your investment advisor in the 200 block of downtown Penticton, second floor of the City Center building.
IPC Securities Corporation is a member of the Canadian Investors Protection Fund. We're into question three, show number three of the 2015 season. If you're going back and you maybe you've heard one of these before, that's what we do. We make about 8 or 10 shows, and we do them in the cold of winter, so you've got some good information. And by replaying every once in a while, too, you can get some of that information that you heard earlier and re-reminds you, or you can put it into play when you go and talk to Rick in the office. Jeff in Okanagan Falls, thank you for listening. Thanks for sending this one along. Jeff says to you, Rick, do I need to make my daughter's RESP contribution before the end of the year?
Okay, Jeff, first of all, a couple of things there. One of them is... obviously, it depends a little bit here on the age of your daughter, because there is a $7,200 contribution or grant limit per person. And those grants have to be used before the child is 16, I believe. So you want to make sure that if your daughter's, you know, getting close to that at least you take advantage of that lifetime contribution limit. If, you know, your daughter is much younger than that, then the grants are retroactive. So if you miss 1 year, you can pick it up in the following year.
Right, depending on age again.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. You know, and you can, Jeff, you could email me as well just with your daughter's date of birth and, you know, and I could just, you know, clarify that for you.
RESP, Registered Education, is that right?
That's right, yeah.
You can get good interest on those if you get them going early too, can't you?
Well, the biggest thing there, obviously, is the grants and, in some cases, the bond where, you know, you're not only your contribution, but you have those grants and bonds from the government that, you know, basically give the beneficiary more capital to deal with. And that capital over time, obviously, provides a larger lump sum for you know, college or university.
It's interesting. It seems to be getting more and more expensive to properly educate our youth, but at the same time, it looks as though some of the high schools are now going to these programs where you can start getting credits to get out in the workforce. Like, let's say you want to be a carpenter, a contractor, something like that. You can start getting credits in high school. Do you think we'll see a lot more of that coming out of the business or in the education world, Rick?
Well, I think probably. You know, one of the things, obviously, is when you look to what skills are needed in the workplace. And there's certain groups that demographically are going to retire, and they need, you know, whether they're drywallers, truck drivers, or accountants, you know, them folks need to be, there's going to be jobs there in the next, 10 years type thing. And so we need to fill that void.
Right. We're just following up on the question of RESP contributions from Jeff in Okanagan Falls, and we'll just move down Highway 97 and catch up with Paul and Oliver. Paul wants to know when the last day of tax lost selling season goes this year. Interesting.
Oh, Paul, yeah, that one there. Yeah, I believe this year it's the 24th.